Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, 6th of May, and the market's not really behaving itself today. Down about 50 points. Futures this morning were down 11 after Wall Street closed up 133. It was up 400 at one point. Our futures were down 11. Dow futures down about 50 points at this point in time. The banks have not performed very well this morning. NAB down 3%, giving up the ghost a little bit. Otherwise, all the headlines are what we want to hear at the moment. Australia back in business by July is the message from yesterday's cabinet meeting. The government clearly don't want to be seen to be slow getting the economy going again and have developed a few catchphrases like a sustainable COVID-19 safe economy, which presumably means we can all get back to work as long as there's social distancing and safe hygiene. They expect the economy to reboot in three stages, and it looks like July is the back in action moment, so preparing for it for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Stage one's going to include cafes, restaurants and retail getting going again, and all this is good for the stock market. These predictable headlines, getting back to business, and the noises are similar in the US. Trump saying we did everything right, but now it's time to get back to work. He's also announced the wind down of the virus task force at the end of the month. It's all good. In terms of oddities and stocks, New Zealand is obviously going to become the Australian holiday centre for the next few months. We are keeping our borders shut except for the Kiwis. And on that basis, perhaps we should be looking to buy into AIA. I wouldn't mind owning a Waterworld in Christchurch at the moment. Might be a bit cold, but you can imagine them rubbing their hands at the prospect of thousands of Australian kids having their first school holidays in New Zealand. Anyway, there must be some New Zealand stocks that are going to boom on the back of all that. Icing the cake this morning is Philip Lowe saying that we could see a stronger economy than expected. That was his commentary at the RBA meeting. And he's also said there's considerable uncertainty. But the media's picked up on this line: a stronger economic recovery is possible if there is a further substantial progress in containing the coronavirus in the near term and there is a faster return to normal economic activity. No change in rates from the RBA, obviously. The consensus prediction is that they're on hold until at least the end of next year. There is an RBA statement on monetary policy out on Friday that's going to include several economic scenarios, the RBA tell us, which are being considered. That'll make quite interesting reading. They also had a few forecasts. GDP to fall 10% in the first half of the year. GDP to fall 6% for the full year. Unemployment peaking at 10%. Would have been 15%, they say, if we hadn't have handled the virus sensibly. Unemployment still at 7% at the end of next year. So expecting some sort of long-term impact on employment. All those numbers are in the market already, so they shouldn't scare anybody. Another interesting comment from them was about the corporate bond market getting back to normal. They say they've been able to cut back on buying corporate bonds as financial markets get back to normal. They say the bank has scaled back the size and frequency of bond purchases, which to date has totaled around $50 billion. And they are prepared to scale up these purchases again if necessary. They won't need to, I doubt. There's still a risk of a relapse, says the RBA, which of course is stating the obvious. He warns that relapse is the main concern for all markets for the next couple of months. It surely is. And he sums it up as saying this: if the lifting of restrictions is delayed or the restrictions need to be reimposed or household and business confidence remains low, the outcomes would be even more challenging than those in the baseline scenario. The outcomes would be very challenging for the stock market if we had restrictions delayed or needing to be reimposed would be disastrous. So we're all on relapse watch, although it does seem to be low odds. It didn't happen in China, so we should be okay. But we've got to keep looking over our shoulder. The media will love to beat up any sort of relapse story. Could make some ugly headlines at some point, but for the moment, moving along without worrying too much about that, but obviously a risk. Otherwise, the main focus is on the ADP employment numbers out in the US tonight. And can you believe this? This is a sign of the times. They reckon if the number of unemployed is below 21 million, the market will bounce. Astonishing. These are the times we live in. It's positive if less than 21 million people are unemployed in the US. Right, a strategy summary today. Basically, a lot happier about being fully invested. We did have a big wobble on Friday. and we started to get a little bit worried, but we powered through over the last couple of days with solid rises. So feeling like, yes, the short, sharp rally off the bottom has happened, but looking a bit sideways at this point. Otherwise, happy with the headlines. All the headlines are good, and the restart headlines are really getting going, and that's what we want to hear. And that supports us being fully invested at the moment. As predicted, the politicians are now trying not to cock up the restart by leaving it too late. There's some news out of the US as well, a couple of stocks bouncing on the development of COVID-19 treatments. That's all good news as well. Still a relapse risk, obviously. You'll notice overnight the oil price back over $30, up 24% in the US, up 17% in the UK. Royal Dutch Shell and BP up 6%. We've got some oil stocks, energy stocks. Keep thinking this is a long-term industry and a short-term dip. Otherwise, I notice overnight Norwegian Cruise Lines, which is a listed company, some suggestions it could go bust. They have raised $675 million in senior notes. Can you believe it? When interest rates are below 1% and term deposits are paying nothing, they are paying you 12.25% on their senior notes, which effectively says you've got a really good risk of us going bust. An astonishing yield on a note. You don't want to go out and buy it because your capital, that is reflecting a capital risk. Point being, some companies have been crippled. There are some companies that will not recover. We're talking about recovery stocks and taking advantage of that. But you've got to be careful. You don't need to be at the extreme side or extreme end of the normal distribution curve of risk at the moment. You can quite happily wiggle around in the middle and still make money as we come out of COVID-19 lockdowns. That's about it for today. You have a good day, and we'll catch you here tomorrow.